We're talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grade Marketing Economist, Oklahoma State University. Kim, we've got kind of some people have called it the Super Bowl. I liken it to a buffet on Sunday at Golden Corral for economists. All these USDA reports out at one time on a Friday. What sticks out in your mind as you look at these various reports coming from USDA?
Well, just like that buffet, you better be picky about what you're going to eat because some of it's not very palatable. And the palatable stuff is what we normally like because I think it's negative for wheat. You look at the analyst, their pre-release expectations of wheat ending stocks at 559 million, came in at 608 million. You know, that's just well above market expectations. And of course, the market's reacting to that. And if you look at what they changed on the wheat, they lowered the amount of wheat that was fed by 60 million bushels, and they raised our exports by 25 million. So, you know, a net loss there on the wheat, which we saw in the ending stocks. And so production and everything else stayed the same. You look at the wheat plantings, that should be semi-positive for hard red winter wheat. You know, the expectations was for 30.4 million acres, and it came in at 30.1, so less acres than the market expected. So I'd expect, you know, your old crop wheat in the bin now to be worth less. Probably that'll pull down the July contract, but maybe not as much. So you got a mixed bag in wheat, but corn, oh, it was positive on the other side, you know, on your crop production. The analysts were expecting just over 14 million bushels, and they got just barely over 13.9 billion. They look at the quarterly stocks on corn. They was expecting 10,777,000. They got 10.4 million, which is, you know, almost 300,000 less than they expected. Corn, you look at the ending stocks, for the 13-14 marking year, the market was expecting 1,844,000,000, got 1,631,000,000, you know, significantly less on the ending stocks, you know, 213 million bushels of corn less than expected. So, well, it looks like positive for corn prices and negative for wheat.
You alluded just briefly to the wheat seedings. I know case of our southern plains states, I guess what Texas, about unchanged from a year ago. Oklahoma, Kansas, both a little bit under a year ago.
Right. Oklahoma down about 5% at 5.3 million, 5.6 million in last year and 5.4 in 12. You look at Kansas, they're down 7%. To 8.8 million and compared to 9.5 last year. And I think that is significant, Ron, because, you know, the heart of the hard red winter wheat production is in northern Oklahoma and southern Kansas. You know, you just got the northern two tiers of Oklahoma and the southern two or three tiers of Kansas. And that's the heart of the belt, and you got less wheat planted. I think that's significant for the hard red winter wheat.
Is that some of those going to summer crops and some obviously going to canola, or is what's going on there, you think?
I think that's you're right on that. Is we've got more acres of canola, and I think that has you know, reduced the acres of wheat, and I think that's good news because we'll produce it indicates we'll produce a better quality, a cleaner product, quality product of wheat with less foreign material, your rye and your dockage in it. And then you have more summer crops. The harvest may have been delayed enough in some of those to so that they didn't come back in wheat, or at least they didn't get counted as planted for wheat yet.
I know as far as for prices for wheat, you're obviously watching that March Kansas City contract pretty closely. It's under pressure as we speak. Is it in danger of trying to go down to the next support level or so?
Oh yeah, right now I've got that both the March and July contracts with their very strong support at $6.30, right now, you know, you've got the March a few cents below it, the July contract, you know, 10 cents below that right now. And so it looks to me like if we break now, the market's going to react on Friday. They're going this weekend. They're going to, you know, go back over the numbers. I don't think it's that bad for wheat, and they may bring this back up above 630 Monday. But if we close below 630 on the March and the July contracts today, and we close under and we stay under 630 Monday, and then I just for insurance, you know, the economist, you know, just to cover my bets. On Tuesday under it, then I think our next price target for the March and the July contracts is $6. And let's just don't hope we don't break $6, because once you break $6 on the March and July contract, it just doesn't have a floor down there for a while.
Extension Gray Market Economist, Dr. Kim Anderson. A look at these USDA reports in capsule with Dr. Anderson. A look at these USDA reports in capsule with Dr. Kim Anderson of OSU. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.